Turning now to some news from the world of sports. Vermonters competing in the Special Olympics USA Games held in Seattle performed brilliantly and have the hardware to show for it. The Special Olympics USA Games offer athletes with intellectual disabilities the opportunity to compete on the national stage, and Vermonters did so yesterday, putting the finishing touches on a perfect undefeated run in the Interscholastic Unified Basketball Tournament. They beat Connecticut 38-29 to take gold and the title as 2018 national champions. Vermont trailed by 1 point at halftime, but they took over in the second half after a key three-pointer by Gary Whalen. Whalen's teammates on the Unified Hoops roster included Lindsay Albertelli, Haley Kloss, Kevin Conger, Wayne Elias, Robert Ellis Clark, Paul Keane, Shannon Loizo, Graham Walker, and Aaron Watson. They were coached by Peter Booth. The Vermont squad won its first four games in pool play before taking the title game against Connecticut. And while all the squads did have some help from some players without intellectual disabilities, those players on the Vermont team scored just 10 points of the team's 38 total in that final win. And there were some great individual performances as well. Aaron Sandville of Greensboro Bend won gold in the 200-meter dash, the first ever individual gold medal for Vermont in USA Games Special Olympics competition. The 36-year-old Sandville got in shape for these games with help from coach Selena Hunter. In the water, Jericho's Zeta Anderson took a silver medal in the top women's division of the 50-meter butterfly, followed by a bronze in the 100 freestyle. Teammate Christopher Mitchell of Sudbury turned on the jets in the last lap of the 100 freestyle for a silver medal and earned a second silver in the 50 freestyle. Congratulations to the entire squad of Vermonters competing in those 2018 Special Olympics Games held in Seattle. To the pros now, and there was a day of rest for many Major League Baseball teams yesterday after interleague matchups wrapped up over the July 4th holiday stretch. The Boston Red Sox, fresh off a sweep of the Washington Nationals, resume their road trip tonight in Kansas City with their ace Chris Sale on the hill against the Royals. The New York Yankees visit Toronto to take on the Blue Jays tonight, with the Yanks just still one game behind the Red Sox for first place in the American League East. Sonny Gray gets the start for the Yankees tonight, hoping to bounce back from his last start, which produced the only loss in a three-game series against Boston. The New York Mets are not done with interleague play just yet. They host the Tampa Bay Rays at Citi Field tonight, with their best pitcher, Jacob deGrom, getting the start. To the New York Penn League, and the Vermont Lake Monsters were taking on the Tri-City Valley Cats in Troy, New York last night. They got an interesting start from Jenderson Hurtado. He allowed just one hit over five innings, but he also threw four wild pitches, and that helped Tri-City plate a pair of runs in a 4-2 victory for the Valley Cats. Equally as good, not as wild, was Tri-City starter Brian Abreu, who yielded only a Jose Rivas infield single in the third inning. He walked one and struck out nine in just four innings of work. In the New England Collegiate Baseball League, the Vermont Mountaineers were idle yesterday. They host the Sanford Mainers tonight at Recreational Field in Montpelier. The Upper Valley Nighthawks were in action. They continued their hot season, winning their third game in a row with a 12-4 victory over the Keene Swampbats. At Wimbledon, more frustration for Montreal native Eugenie Bouchard, who failed to advance to the third round with a 6-4, 7-5 defeat against 17th-ranked Ashley Barty yesterday. And the loss was particularly tough because after dropping the first set, Bouchard led 5-2 in the second and was primed to force a deciding third set, but failed to gain that final set point, then lost the next 5 games in a row, ending her hopes of a deep run at the All England Club. Bouchard was not long ago considered one of tennis's rising stars, but her worldwide ranking has now dropped to 188 with this latest defeat. And the upsets just continue in the women's bracket. In fact, the defending women's champ, Garbiñe Muguruza, was ousted yesterday by Alison van Eijdenk of Belgium, a stunning result, the third-seeded Muguruza falling in 3 sets after winning the first one against the 47th-ranked van Eijdenk. That means that already the 2, 4, 5, 6, and 8 seeds in the women's bracket have all been sent home, not to mention 5-time major champion Maria Sharapova. Matches to watch today include 8-time Wimbledon champ Roger Federer in action against Germany's Jan-Lennard Struff, and both Williams sisters Serena and Venus on the courts today. And the World Cup resumes with 8 nation teams left battling to take the title as best football team on the planet, and best football nation, I suppose. 2 games are featured today, with Uruguay taking on France at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and at 2 p.m. a very compelling matchup as tournament favorite Brazil runs against Belgium, which advanced with a thrilling 2-goal deficit comeback against Japan in the round of 16.